We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A great bar sports open line continues here on KMOX. Well, we might be just a little bit closer to sports wagering in the state of Missouri being legal. Very happy right now to welcome on to the program. You hear him across the state. He's on our sister station, 610 Sports. He is Alex Gold. He is a host of Cody and Gold, plus does some other work as well, both on 610 Sports and on the BetQL app. He joins us right now. Hey, Alex, appreciate your time. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. It's good. You and I had talked a couple of years ago, I think, just about the Cardinals and when you first got the gig out there, man. So it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, and you're killing it over on the other side of the state. I've always been so happy since you've been able to get that gig. But I've recently, we follow each other on Twitter, and I got to say, you've been the guy that I have most closely watched when it comes to all the developments in terms of sports wagering in the state of Missouri. And today what happens is one of the bills gets perfected, but it's likely to officially be approved in the House, but we still have to wait on the Senate. Like, can you kind of give an update on the significance of what happened today?
So it was definitely a step forward, right? And you laid it out there. The bill was perfected. There's two House bills that involve sports wagering that don't have video lottery terminals attached. We can get into that because that's really going to be the issue perhaps on the Senate side. But the next step is more of a formality. There'll be what they call a third reading. It could happen later this week. And that would actually be the final real vote on the sports wagering bill that would pass out of the House. It's very similar to last year, where a sports wagering bill did pass out of the Missouri House before it ultimately stalled in the Senate. And that's really where the issues, guys, still arise. And, you know, if you're asking me, oh, how, you know, passing out of the House, well, that's not going to be an issue. But on the Senate side, whether or not they're able to get a bill passed through there and ultimately sent to the governor, that still is the biggest question remaining. The benefit this go around, I would say, from a year ago is a couple things. One, timing, Matt. It's happening a little bit earlier on in the process. You know, we know they have till May 12th or so, but this is up maybe a week or two at least ahead of schedule from where things were at a year ago, which is always a good sign if you're trying to eventually have to find compromise. The more time, the better.
Is the political climate in the state Senate any different now when it comes to this and the feelings on this than when it stalled out the last time?
Overall, I would say yes. And if, for those who don't know, last year, let's back up. The holdup there has to do with video lottery terminals. These are essentially, if for those of your listeners that ever go to Illinois, they're probably very familiar with these. They're in, you know, rest stops and others. They're basically slot machines, right, that are in gas stations, rest stops, what have you. And there is some belief from some senators, and one in particular, Denny Hoskins, who believes that Missouri should also have legalized video lottery terminals, and he wants to attach that to the sports wagering bill. And he has said in the past that he will not pass or allow a sports wagering bill without video lottery terminals. Now, the entire Senate and House, more than a year or so ago, is more on board with keeping those separate than they were. And a lot of it has to do with Kansas legalizing it in the last calendar year and another state bordering Missouri that has legal sports wagering. So the real question, Matt, is going to come down to whether or not that really one senator or so in particular is going to filibuster like he has in the past and otherwise block a sports wagering bill that doesn't have his video lottery terminal amendment attached to it. And that's what remains to be seen over the next couple of months.
Yeah, look, I'm a really simple person, and what I've just never been able to understand on this is why we are letting tax revenue go across a river to Illinois, across a border to Kansas, across a border to Iowa, all these bordering states that have legalized sports gambling, and Missouri is just stuck in place. Like, even if you're against it, like, there's all this tax revenue that's leaving the state. It makes no sense.
Right. No, I mean, I think that's important to know. You're right. I mean, there's some people that are just not for gaming and not for sports wagering. That's fine. Everybody has their right to that. But you said it. If you're still someone that appreciates the tax revenue to your state that would go towards education, for example, then it's something that some people are willing to get behind. I mean, I think there's definitely some legislators, I should say, on both the House and the Senate side that maybe really don't care about sports wagering, but they want to make sure Missouri is competitive with the neighboring states in terms of the revenue that's being brought in. And so I think that's what's also maybe won some senators and representatives on the House side over, based off of their constituents and what they're hearing. I know for sure, at least on this side of the state where I'm at, on the Kansas side, but near Kansas City, where there are plenty of representatives that have heard from constituents that they're sick of going across to Kansas. I'm sure you guys hear it on that side, sick of going across to Illinois to wager. And it's not just the sports wagering dollars. You know, people are going across this past weekend for March Madness, maybe, Matt, and they're not just wagering in Kansas or Illinois or Iowa. They're maybe staying in a hotel. They may be spending money on food. They may be buying gas. That's all tax revenue, all of it combined, that's not going to Missouri.
Alex Gold from 610 Sports in Kansas City. You're so connected to kind of the betting public, and you talk to a lot of those people. Is it frustrating for people in Missouri just watching this and seemingly going nowhere over the last few years?
Oh, I think so, no doubt. I mean, that's the number one question that I get now over the last year or so, is just, where is the progress? Is this going to happen this go-around? When can I bet from my couch? Am I going to have to keep driving across the state line? We were joking with a coworker of ours earlier today on my show that I do here in Kansas City, and he texts me or calls me a lot during basketball games. It was actually during the KU-Arkansas game, and it's a lot. And he's asked me to make a wager for him or whatever, and I finally got to the point where we joked, because I said, I'm not doing it anymore, basically. But that's the kind of stuff where I think everybody has that friend, maybe, that has asked them to help them out because they're not in a legal wagering state. And there's now 30 plus states, I think it is, that have legalized sports wagering, and more states each calendar year are passing it. And you kind of just, not only is it the tax revenue, but I think, you know, I'm a big fan, Matt, of letting adults make adult decisions in their life. And if people want to wager on sports and they're able to hopefully responsibly do that, and for those that aren't able to responsibly do that, of course, that's why it's important most of these bills have problem gaming funds. It's something that all these states have been careful about. You know, they'll put aside, let's say it's $500,000 for problem gaming, because it is something that can be addictive. Nobody's trying to act as if it isn't problematic for some individuals. It's no different than, unfortunately, the addiction for alcohol or anything else. But I still am a fan of adults making adult decisions.
I was curious the other day. I opened up the VPN on my phone and went to a different state to see if I could open up a sports gambling site, and it didn't work. But then I got on my desktop computer and I did the exact same thing. And a computer doesn't have location stuff like a cell phone. And I went to Indiana and I went to FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever. And I'm not a sports gambler. I was never going to place a bet. But as far as I was going to go, it let me do it. So, like, and people are placing illegal bets all the time. Like, there's so many ways around this. I think that's the other thing, that if you're a lawmaker in Missouri, you see the money leaving the state, but you also see people doing weird ways to do it. Like, I just, nobody's not doing it because it's not legal.
That's right. No, I mean, I think that's important to note as well, that there are people that for years and years and years, because again, it's only been a state issue since 2018. Otherwise, it still is federally illegal, but it was always something that you weren't able to do. And people have offshore accounts, you know, all the websites that you guys have maybe seen and heard of offshore, the Bovadas and otherwise in the past, or you do have that local bookie or whatever it may be. Like, people have been illegally wagering. It is, you know, an unregulated market still exists out there. And not only is there the tax revenue aspect, but in terms of those that are worried about the integrity of your sporting events, a regulated environment is going to be a safer environment to bet in for athletes as well, right? I mean, we're talking about the professional athletes that people are going to be wagering on. And there's, you know, always some concerns about what that means, you know, that people get out of hand with losing money and reacting towards a given athlete. In a unregulated market, you have no way to do anything really to protect that. In a regulated market, at least there's an opportunity for you to have. There's some states that are considering, actually, Matt, putting certain provisions in bills to have consequences for those that go after amateur athletes, right? Collegiate athletes, for people sending vulgar and hateful DMs to college athletes. There's some states that are considering putting in legislation in attached to this to try to make sure there's not any of that going on in terms of having punishment for those that do that. So there's always going to be things that need to be in there for safeguards and continued ways to progress forward as we figure out all this even more over the next couple of years. But hopefully by the time we get to May and in middle of May, Missouri can finally get this thing passed and everybody can have an opportunity maybe by next football season or the end of football season to wager in Missouri.
He is Alex Gold. You hear him on 610 Sports in Kansas City, our Odyssey sister station. He's on Twitter at Alex Gold. If you want to follow along with what's going on in terms of sports wagering getting closer to being illegal in Missouri, I would highly suggest you follow along with Alex on Twitter. Alex, thank you for the time, and we'll probably ask for you again as the developments continue to occur. We really appreciate you being so gracious with your time.
Yeah, no problem. Good to talk to you guys.
All right, very good. There's Alex Gold joining us from Kansas City. And, we're one step closer, but still a number of steps to move forward to get sports wagering legal in the state of Missouri. One more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the program. Hancock and Kelly in tonight for At Your Service. They'll join me. I was like throwing something fun off of them, so we'll do that coming up in just a moment or so right here on KMOX.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.